Hello and welcome to my Dare to be Happy podcast. I'm Luisa Tillmann and I'm coach for ease and happiness at work and for positive mindset. So this is the second English episode of my German Trau dich happy podcast. So the translation is Dare to be Happy. And as mentioned or as said, I also consider myself as a coach or mentor for positive mindset. And in the first English episode, I talked a little bit more about, yeah, what are the 6+1 secrets based on my investigations, let's put it like that, which make you feel happy at work, which give you certain ease at work and make you successful at work. Because we know when we look out there, there are so many people who are just successful. They're happy. They don't feel this hustle and this stress, the pressure which other people feel. And most of the times, they are the more healthy and more successful people than the ones who stress themselves heavily. And the 6+1 secrets are maybe not the only one, but are key elements to get to that point of, yeah, ease and happiness at work. So if you remember and if you have heard the first one, the first English episode, or maybe as well the German one, you know the plus one, so 6+1 secrets. The plus one is, in my world, in my interpretation, the positive mindset. It is actually proven that we can train a positive mindset. So there are some people who got raised with a more positive and more can-do attitude. And there are people who are raised in a little different way, maybe more negative and more this victim role, mindset, let's put it like that. However, it is proven that everyone, doesn't matter if they grew up like the first way I described or the other way I described, so everyone can actually change their mindset into a positive one or into a negative one. So both ways is possible, but I want to talk about the version or the way of how can we turn into a positive mindset. What is positive mindset? It's interesting because there are different definitions out there. The one I like most goes a little bit into the direction of that the positive mindset means approaching life's challenges with a positive outlook. That does not mean avoiding or ignoring the bad things. Instead, it involves making the most of those situations, trying to see the best in other people and viewing yourself and your abilities in a positive light. So this is slightly adjusted from Kendra Cherry. And what I like so much about this is really not kind of ignoring negative emotions or bad stuff. That's not positive mindset. It's really more about how do we deal with them? Yeah. What gift can we take out of a more negative situation? How do we deal? How do we accept maybe negative emotions? And how do we use them and move on and interpret them? If you have listened to some of my German episodes, it's something which comes back again and again because it is just so important and it's always super crucial that we can train our mind. We can train our thoughts. And with that, you can actually create a different automated reaction to things. So of course, there's many benefits of having a positive mindset. So normally people who have a positive mindset are better in problem solving and in creativity because they see different perspectives. They look from different angles at something which might not be ideal. They are more creative. With a different view on something, imagine something negative happens and you try to see something positive in it. So creativity is needed. Problem solving is needed. You don't focus on the problem and hang up on it and create negativity, but you rather see the problem as something which you want to solve. Something which is maybe a challenge, something you really want to overcome, something where you want to find a solution. When you remember the definition, like what is positive mindset, it's really about how do we cope as well with stress or change. Yeah, so if we have the ability to see positive things in a change, for example, and we know there's different kinds of change, right? There's the change we create. So for example, if I consciously decide I want to move, so I search for a new apartment and then I move, it is still a change, but it's a change I decided for, right? There's other changes where we do not take the decision, but it impacts us. For example, if your partner leaves you, right? If your partner breaks up with you, this is a change you don't want, or you maybe want, but you don't want, and you still have to deal with it. Yeah. So how do you deal with that? If you are somebody who constantly looks for a solution, where you see the opportunity in also things which happen to you, which you might not like, you would be able to cope better with change, with whatever kind of change is coming to you, because you see it more as a possibility. Better well-being and health is another positive outcome of positive mindset. It's a benefit. People who do not hang up on the negative things, who might see them, accept them, but then move on, they create a positive environment for themselves and for others. So they manifest positive things rather than negative things. They create wealth and healthiness. So usually people with a better well-being have positive thoughts which create a positive life. And we will talk about that, how that works, in a minute, because I think that's the crucial point today in the session or in the episode. And the last benefit I want to mention here, and you might have noticed it, it is easier to impact others in a positive way. So if you have a positive mindset, you are able to impact others easier in a positive way. What does that mean? I'm not sure if you have ever had the situation where you have a friend, and whenever you meet with that friend, it drains energy. You feel exhausted. You don't feel good after it. You need time for yourself to recover. You don't feel energized. And then on the other hand, there might be friends or people, when you meet them, it kind of sparks energy. It kind of gives you energy. It lights you up. It brings you energy and you are positive and going out of the conversation with a smile in your face. So what I want to say with that, positivity and as well negativity, but we want to talk about positivity today, is contagious. It is an energy when you have it. So when you purely have it, you're sending it out and it can be perceived by others. So it is easy to impact others in a positive way. So before I explain, or before I want to mention how or why we very often react negatively at the first moment, and how we can work on changing that negative reaction to a positive one, I want to make very clear here, and I think I mentioned it already several times, but it's so important that I really want to mention it again. So being positive is super powerful, but it's not always the right first response to painful emotions. So it is super, super, super important that you can feel and accept painful emotions. Yeah. So all emotions need to be accepted by us. it's not about pushing back the negative ones and overriding them with positive ones without looking at the negative ones and understanding why are they here? What do they do for me? What do they want to show me? And how can I use them? How do I want to deal with them? Before I then move to the next step and say, okay, clear now for me. Thank you. Painful emotion. I got it. But now I want to move on. Yeah, this is super important for true happiness. This is, yeah, a cornerstone. So now I want to really, yeah, maybe asking you one little question. So when we talk about positive mindset, yeah, and everything what belongs to it, could you guess what stands behind the number 50,000? So what could 50,000 be in that context? It's super interesting. I mean, of course, there are several numbers out there, but this is the most common one. So you remember, I said before, you will understand why we very often as human beings react negatively in the first moment. It is because these 50,000, because of this number. So 50,000 is the amount of thoughts at any given day which we have. So imagine 50,000 thoughts you have every day, roundabout. It's a huge number. Imagine. Yeah. And the interesting thing is that most of these 50,000 thoughts are automated, repetitive, and negative. They are called ANTs, so automatic negative thoughts. ANTs. I'm not sure if that's something which is super known. But the point is, so imagine 50,000 thoughts, most of them are negative. So there is a huge potential if you turn these negative ones into automatic positive thoughts. Imagine what potential we could have. Why is it so? So in the past, several thousand years ago, and even today as well, it is kind of a survival mode to first of all consider a threat. Yeah, to first of all consider something as negative because it will save our life. So imagine, I don't know how many thousand years ago, imagine there's a tiger coming. Of course, they don't say in the first moment, oh, what a beautiful tiger. No, they would say, oh, wow, danger. This is danger. So this is negative now. Something unusual. I don't see every time a tiger, something very unusual. First of all, it's negative before the brain assesses differently. So it is normal. Our brain is programmed like this. So it is our innate tendency. It is nothing bad, right? It is happening in our amygdala. Yeah. And the reaction could be fight, flight, freeze. However, what these ants are doing today, it can guide your behavior without realizing. And it can be very hard to control if we are not aware of it. Things or common ones could be like you are overgeneralizing or things like that. So the neuroplasticity found out maybe we can't control all our thoughts we are thinking, but you can choose which ones you consciously want to create more of and actively shape your brain. So how does that work? So you can, when you are able, and this is kind of a little exercise, to observe your thoughts. You can do that every morning, 10 minutes, you write them down, and then you analyze afterwards, okay, are they helping me? Are they not? Are they positive? Are they negative? So whenever they are negative and they are not helping you, you can think about What could I think differently? With doing that, you create new neuronal paths. I usually compare it with a motorway. Yeah. So thousands and thousands of years, we have these innate tendency for ants, automatic negative thoughts, yeah, out of reasons. So this is really kind of the normal way how we think in an automated way. So it's a motorway, yeah. It's easy, you go on the highway, motorway, and you drive fast and it's quick and you don't even consider take a different way because it's the way you take usually. If you want to change, let's say, one thought, you can start, because this motorway is then like your negative thought, one of the negative thoughts. You can start saying, okay, today, consciously, I decide to take a different path. Of course, the different path is not the motorway, but it's a very grassy, yeah, wild nature way. So you walk there, it's more difficult. The more often you decide to walk that different path, the more it gets away. The more it gets a little sidewalk, a little street. I don't know the right word. In Germany, would say a Trampelpfad. Yeah, and then the more often you go there, the easier it is to go there. And at, in a certain point in time, you might go automatically on that way because it gets bigger, wider, more comfortable. And the other one, as you don't walk there anymore or drive there anymore, it gets, yeah, it gets nature again, right? It gets kind of over, grass is coming, trees are coming. So it disappears. So this is then the moment where you have changed your neuronal path. This is how I explain it. And this is how I think it's easy to understand. So the beauty of it is that each and every one of us can change consciously ants into positive thoughts. And this is the ingredient, one of the ingredients for positive mindset. In one of the next, so I hope that this was enlightening and interesting for you. There is a lot of little exercises you can do next to the one I just explained. I don't want to go into that one now, but maybe in one of the next podcast episodes, in the English one, I will explain some of the little activities you can be doing in order to as well create a more positive mindset. So this is just one way of doing it. And the cool thing is, the first step is always the awareness. As soon as you have that awareness, which you have created with listening to this podcast episode, you can reflect on it, you can think on it. And then when you observe yourself doing something like having negative thoughts, then you have the power to decide to change. So I wish you a great day, and I hope you liked the episode. Please let me know what you thought. You can like it, you can send me a message, you can follow me on Instagram or as well on LinkedIn, or just have a look at my homepage. I also have a newsletter, a monthly newsletter. Feel free to sign up for it via my homepage. And if you want to have contact with me, if you are interested into inner coaching, yeah, you can also request like a cost-free 30 minutes chemistry call. We can talk about what is it what you need, what is it what you want to change, and how I can help you. I wish you all the best. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.